Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
第十节。
Verse 10.
贪爱银子的不会因为银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不会因为利益知足，这也是虚空。从第五章的第十节一直到第六章的第八节，所罗门在谈到另外一种虚空。
From Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10 to chapter 6 verse 7, Solomon talks about vanity.
就是在今世上富足的虚空。
The vanity of having abundance in life.
那对有一些人来讲，他觉得我这根本就不是问题，我连生活都有问题了，还有什么富足的虚空？
To a lot of people, this doesn't seem to be a relevant concern because a lot of us do not have enough to even live on.
但是当一个人贫穷的时候，有时候他心里也是很在做这个丰富的梦。
But when one is poor, one often dreams about being rich.
所以每一天就是为着想要达到变成富足人这样一直在努力。
That is why a lot of people strive to become wealthy.
好像一生都达不到，所以感觉到这也是虚空。
But because many people could never attain great wealth, that too is vanity.
所以富足的虚空需要从两方面来看。
So we need to look at the two aspects.Of the futility of having abundance in life.
已经得到的，一个是一生一直把它当目标在追求的。
One is that we have already attained, and the second is that we are still striving towards it.
把它当人生努力的目标。
And by striving towards it, that becomes the goal of our life.
这两个到最后都会变成空的。
Now these two aspects will finally be in vain.
我记得80年代的初期，有一次到一个教会去参加联恩会。
In the early 80s, I went to a church to attend a spiritual convocation.
那教会一个传道者就带我们去一个精神病院看一个也不是慕道者，就是一个姐妹的先生。
And a minister brought me to a mental hospital to see the husband of a sister.
那奇怪了，这个姐妹先生怎么会被关到精神病院？
Her husband, for some reason was hospitalized in this institution.
就是他想发财想到精神不正常。
He was there because he lost his mind while wanting to be wealthy.
这是真人真事。
This is a true story.
他开一个车衣工厂。
He had a sewing factory.
他就在想，我这个做几年之后我就赚多少钱。
And he thought to himself, after opening the factory for a number of years, I would become wealthy.
好，然后我就用这些钱买一些房地产，让它增值。
I am going to use that money to buy more real estate that hopefully will appreciate over time.
等这个房地产增值到一定程度，卖掉，买一个这个超级市场。
And when these real estate properties appreciate, I will sell them off and buy a supermarket.
然后赚了钱之后卖掉，开银行。
And after I run the supermarket profitably, I will sell it off and then buy a bank.
所以他做车衣工厂，其实生活没有缺乏。
So as the As a business person, he has no real material needs.
就是天天睡觉在做这个梦，怎么样到最后开银行，到最后精神不正常。
But every night, all he thought about was how to begin buying that bank that he has been dreaming about.
关到疯人的病院里面去。
And so, unfortunately, he went into the mental institution.
后来传道就去看他。
So a minister went to see him and told him about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你要突破这个困难，你要来找主耶稣。
And the minister told him, if you want to break through from all your troubles, you need to believe in Christ.
那我们愿意为你祷告。
And we are willing to pray for you.
真的。过了不多久，他从那个医院就出来。
True enough, not long after, this person got out of the mental institution.
然后就到教会来慕道。
Then he began to search for the truth in the church.
然后就受洗啊，变成信徒。
He was baptized and became a member.
那受洗以后，我们看到人生观有很大的转变。
After he was baptized, he had a drastic change in his value system.
有一阵子他不再想发财。
For a while, he never thought about making a lot of money.
很多人去拜访他，发现他这个车衣工厂一边在车衣的时候，有时候在放那个讲道录音带，有时候放圣乐，有时候放那个念圣经的录音带。
And every time our members go visit his sewing factory, people found him listening to hymns and sermons.
他已经超越了发财这个梦的虚空。
He transcended the futility of wanting to get wealthy.
好，那在这一段圣经啊，所罗门是在谈到他本身的经验。
This passage describes Solomon's experience in this regard.
啊，虽然我们没有像所罗门这么富有啊。
Even though we are not nearly as wealthy as Solomon.
啊，但是如果比起拉撒路来讲，我们也等于一个小的所罗门。
In comparison to Lazarus in the Bible, we are still like a smaller version of Solomon.
所以这也值得我们来想想看，啊，这个小的所罗门啊，要怎么样才能够超越？
So, as a smaller Solomon, how should we transcend this futility of wanting abundance in life?
首先，这整段圣经里面在讲啊，这个丰富的虚空。
This whole passage talks about the futility of having abundance.
第四节，我刚刚念的说，贪爱银子的不会因为银子知足，贪爱丰富的不会因为利益知足。
Verse 10, whoever loves money never has money enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income.
也就是说，财富不能够让人得到满足。
In other words, wealth can never satisfy anyone.
很少人说我够了。
Few people ever think that he has enough.
当人赚到钱所关心的啊，常常不是如何帮助别人，而是怎么赚更多的钱。
When someone has great wealth, he doesn't usually think of how he can help other people with his wealth, but to see how he could attain more wealth.
所以因为这个样子，所以人就一直在追求，永远追求不完的财富。
That is why we're forever in a cycle of pursuing wealth.
有一次有一个弟兄他在航空公司里面上班。
A brother was working in the airline industry.
那这个 IRS 派人来跟他查账。
And the IRS sent an auditor.
那个 IRS 那个人就讲一个故事，真实的故事给他听。
To the company, and this auditor told this brother a true story.
他说他有一次去一个只有一架飞机的一个私人的公司去查账。
And this auditor told our brother that once he went to a company that only operates one plane.
他照着他地址去对对到最后是在这个 Beverly Hill 里面的一个人家，大有人家。
And this auditor looked at the address and found where this company was located, and it was in Beverly Hills.
然后他一进去以后，发现只有一个女人。
And when he went into the house, he saw a woman.
然后那个他一进到他的房子里面，发现整间都是玩具。
And when he went into her house, he saw that.Her whole house was full of toys.
那个女人就是犹太人集中营啊，在德国纳粹集中营里面啊，没有死，后来逃出来了。
And it so happened that she escaped from the concentration camp during the Second World War.
那她头脑很聪明，后来做房地产赚了一些钱。
And she was very entrepreneurial and made a lot of money in real estate.
所以她就买一架飞机啊，专门租给人做包机。
So she bought.A plane and lease it out to other people.
她常常觉得很虚空。
But she often finds that life is vain.
所以很虚空就去买玩具。
So every time she felt vain, she would buy toys.
因为她也没有先生，也没有孩子。
She did not have a husband nor any children.
所以赚来的钱全部都买玩具，家里面到处都是玩具。
So all the money that she made, she spent acquiring toys.
那有时候就坐着她自己的飞机到她德国那个上空，她以前被集中营关的地方再去看看。
And sometimes she would ride on her own plane and go to Germany, right above the concentration camp where she used to be imprisoned.
虽然很丰富，但是心灵常常觉得很虚空。
She was wealthy, but she often felt emptiness in her heart.
这是一个人的体验，这个是人的体验。
And this is a common human experience.
那其实在主内也是这样，如果不是努力去追求。
In fact, even if you are in the Lord, if you do not pursue the satisfaction from God, you would also feel empty in your hearts, even though you might be wealthy. There is a brother's mother who used to be very zealous for God. She came to the church 3 times a year. Twice during spiritual convocations and once during the New Year's special service.
他每个礼拜六把他带来，太太载到教会，在门口放他走，他就去他的建筑的工地，把他drop他太太在教会，他自己就开车去这个建筑的construction site。
I'm sorry, it's the wife of this brother. So this brother would often drop his wife at the church, and then he would go to work at the construction site.
那个时候他赚钱, 觉得很容易。
At that time, this brother was making a lot of money.
他是赚台币啊, 一下100万就进来。
And since he was in Taiwan, he used to easily make $1 million Taiwan dollars.
因为赚钱很容易, 他常常告诉自己啊, 我只要再赚100万我就不再做了。
So every time he would tell himself, if I make an additional $1 million, I would stop working.
那就这样一年一年一直过去。
But year after year, time passed.
他从来没有一次觉得说他已经够了。
And there was not one single time where he felt he had nearly enough.
一直到1982年。
Until 1982.
他有个弟弟在美国大概生意也做得不错。
He had a younger brother who had a very successful business in the U.S.
40多岁忽然肝癌。He
was only 40-some years old and had liver cancer.
我去医院看过他一次，也是最后一次看他。I
went to the hospital to see this younger brother, and that was the last time I saw him as well.
不多久他就离世了。Not
long after, he passed away.
那他这个哥哥从台湾来。So
this older brother came from Taiwan to see him.
他马上醒过来。
And he suddenly woke up from his dream.
这样钱一直赚下去，什么时候我才会满足？
And his dream was nothing more than the fact that he had been dreaming of more wealth.
所以他打电话给他的秘书说，结束生意，不做了。So
he called his secretary and told him to dissolve his business.
那他的秘书就很难了解，钱一直来，不赚了。
And his secretary was so puzzled, why is it that he wants to close the business while business was really good?
所以在世界上，人不会因为钱财知足。
So we will never be satisfied by the amount of wealth we can accumulate.
即使信主的人，如果没有在灵性追求，也不会因为钱财有而知足。
Even if we're in the Lord, if we do not pursue God Himself, we will not be satisfied by accumulating wealth.
他这样永远不会满足一个黑洞，最后也觉得很虚空。
And in the end, pursuing wealth is almost like a black hole that you dig yourself into and never get out.
我们再回到第五章，传道书的第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5,
11节,
verse 11.
第五章11节。
5:11.
说货物增添，吃的人也增添，物主得什么呢？不过是眼看而已。这个地方在告诉我们说，财富一多了，这个跟随的人也多了。
As goods increase, so do those who consume them.
所以人一赚钱以后，发现要来分享。 这个赚钱呢，好处的人越来越多。
And so, the more money you make, will try to befriend you.
所以
So when someone finds that he has many friends,
这些人就是要分享一些好处,
and these friends are oftentimes here to befriend you for some benefit.
那不一定说真的有爱或者友谊在里面。
It doesn't necessarily mean that these people really treasure your friendship.
对，常常会吸引很多闲懒的一些跟随的人。
So a lot of people would follow wealthy people.
因此, 人到最后常常也会发现, 赚这么多钱, 好多人跟我们一起在用。
And you find that we may be successful, but there are people who would always try to take advantage of you.
那久了久之之后, 我们人也会觉得说, 那这样我到底是为什么这么忙?
And after a while, you can't help but ponder, why do we need to be so busy acquiring wealth?
这是第二点。
That's our second point.
我还想起另外一个姐妹的见证。
This reminds me of another testimony by another sister.
她在讲她信主的经过。
She testified about how she came to the Lord.
就是她爸爸生了癌症以后, 她怎么信主?
After her father contracted cancer, she came to believe in the Lord.
那她爸爸以前, 也做生意做得很好。
Her father was a very successful businessman.
她记得她每一次回家, 家里客厅都好多人。
She still remembered that whenever she went home, there would be a lot of friends visiting her father.
那要求她帮助。
And these friends usually wanted something from her dad.
那她爸爸总是尽量去帮助她。
And her father would try his best to satisfy their needs.
那后来她爸爸生病了。
But later on, her father became ill.
她才发现说, 哇, 奇怪, 怎么改变这么大, 家里都没有人来。
And then she found that nobody came to visit the family again.
以前那个得到好处的也不来了。
Even those who had benefited from her father in the past did not show up to see him.
电话也不响了。
The phone no longer rang.
在那个时候我们教会一个弟兄来传福音给他。
At that time, a brother came to preach the gospel to him.
他最辉煌腾达的时候，那弟兄并没有来。
At the peak of his business career, he never came to the church.
但是不是那个传福音的并没有到他家去呀。
Oh, at the peak of her father's career, the brother never preached the gospel to him.
但是在最潦倒的时候，那个弟兄去传福音给他。
But when he was in his misfortune, this brother preached the gospel to him.
讲到流眼泪。
And after talking to him about the gospel, her father shed tears.
不是，这个传福音的这个弟兄流眼泪。
The brother who preached the gospel to him shed tears.
那这个姐妹她就一直在想，怎么会差别这么大呢？
And this sister kept thinking, why is there such a big difference?
我没有什么好处给他，他到我家里要叫我信耶稣会流眼泪。
Why is it that he did not come for any benefit from my dad, and yet he was shedding tears while preaching the gospel?
因为这个弟兄真的是爱他们全家人的灵魂。
This brother who preached this gospel to him truly loved her family.
那也让他们更感觉到说，人在富有的时候。 真的是要来得到好处的人很多，但是常常会发现这也是虚空。
And that really makes you think that when someone is wealthy, many people would gather around them for any advantage or benefit, and when they are not wealthy anymore, nobody cares about them.
我们再看第五章的十二节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 12.
劳碌的人不拘吃多吃少，睡得香甜。 富足人的丰富却不同他睡觉。这里讲说财富增加，人的愁烦忧虑也增加。The
greater a person's wealth, the more worries he has.
这是我们每一个人都会经验到的。And
this is something that we all experience.
我们看, 去年这个股票下跌得很厉害。
Look at how the stock market plunged last year.
没有钱的人跌到地上也没有关系。
People who are poor would care less if the stock market collapsed. If you have nothing in the stock market, do you care how the stock market is doing?
但那个愁眉苦脸的, 啊, 就是钱多的,
but those people who are really affected by the stock market had a sad face on them.
因为过去十年大概股票的回收太高了，大家一直想发财就投进去了。
See, in the past 10 years, it had been a great bull market, and many people made a lot of money in the market.
掉下去了，很多人就坐立不安。
But a lot of people lost a lot of money last year, and they couldn't sleep over it.
有的是退休金，反正二三十年才会用到，就慢慢再等啊，等它再爬回来。
And for some people, they will wait another 20 or 30 years for their retirement funds to come back up.
但是有的人是生活的需要投进去的，有的是去借钱来投进去的。
But there are some people who buy on margin or even invest all that they need into the market.
那这不只是说外邦人，连主内的信徒也这样。
Not only are we talking about people outside of the church, even people inside of the church may do the same things.
所以这个股票一掉下去了，哇，痛苦的万分。
And so when the stock market plunged, many people were in pain.
人的财产增加，常常忧虑会很多。
So the more wealth we acquire, the more sorrow we have.
利息太低，放在银行也不甘心。
If the interest rate is plunging, you wouldn't be satisfied putting your money in a savings account.
那借人又怕不还。
And if you lend it to someone, you're afraid that this person may not return your money.
放在家里又怕被偷。
If you want to put it in your house, you may be afraid that a thief may come in and steal it.
那到底要怎么办?
So what could you do?
你如果买很多的房地产，单单在管理你就头痛死。
And if you have a lot of real estate, you'll have problems just managing them.
有一个弟兄呢，不必上班，生活都可以过。
There's a brother who is so well-to-do that he doesn't need to work at all.
那他有一栋这个 apartment 在租人。
He has an apartment complex that he rents out.
每次遇到他，我就说你最有福气。
And every time I see him, I will tell him, you are a blessed man.
不要忧虑，不要忧虑上下班。
You don't have to worry about going and coming back from work.
但他说你不知道，好多烦恼。
And he told me, you just don't know the problems and I have to deal with.
真的，人财产多，忧愁烦很多。
And that is why the more wealth we have, the more troubles we have.
所以这个财富真的越多，人的心越不平安。
So the more wealth we have, the less peace we feel in our hearts.
我们再看第五章的13节、14节。
Chapter 5, verse 13 and 14.
说我看见日光之下有一宗大祸患, 就是财主积财反害的自己, 14节。
14.
因为遭遇祸患, 这些资财就消灭, 那人若生的儿子, 手里也一无所有, 15节。
15.
他怎样从母胎赤身而来, 也必照样赤身而去, 他所劳碌得来, 手中的份, 不能够带去。 这一段圣经在提到几点, 财富的虚空。
These verses tell us why wealth is vain.
15节说, 我们赤身而来, 也要赤身而去。
Verse 15 tells us, naked man comes from his mother's womb, and as he comes, so he departs.
那我们投入一生的时间、精神、力量去赚的钱，连一毛钱也拿不走。
And all the wealth that we accumulate by dedicating our whole life to it, we can't bring any of it away.
如果哪一个人生孩子，生下来，哇，带着一分钱下来，这个是震撼人心。
And it would be a shocking news if anybody could even have a penny when he is born.
人走了也是空空的走。
But likewise, a person would also leave the world empty-handed.
所以，像那拉撒路财主的那个故事，虽然很富有，但走的时候空空走了。
Just as in the story of the rich man and Lazarus, the wealthy man still left empty-handed.
但是有一些就是还没有离世，财富就没有了。
But there are a lot of people who lost their wealth even before they die.
啊, 很容易消失,
wealth is transient.
啊, 不容易拥有, 永远的保有,
it is difficult to have it all the time.
啊, 所以从这几个原因, 我们就可以从, 呃, 所罗门在提到这几个原因, 我们就知道, 啊, 这个物质上的丰富, 到最后会让人觉得这是虚空。
So from these verses, we realize that material abundance would ultimately make you feel that your life is empty.
那这样是不是, 我们信主了耶稣以后, 我们都不能够富有呢?
But does that mean that after we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot be wealthy?
当然不是,
of course not.
我们要在主耶稣里面来超越财富所带来的虚空。
But in Christ, we must transcend the futility of material abundance.
那要怎么样来超越这个财富所带来的虚空?
How do we transcend the futility of material wealth?
这是值得我们来思想的一个问题。
This is something worthy for us to ponder over.
好，我们来看路加福音, 马可福音第十章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10 verse 29.
耶稣说我实在告诉你人为我的福音撇下房屋或者弟兄姐妹父母儿女田地三十节30没有不在今生得百倍就是房屋弟兄姐妹田地并且要受逼迫并且在来世得永生 这里说如果为着主耶稣的缘故愿意把这些包括财物撇下去就来世要得永生。These
verses tell us if we are willing to forsake material wealth and other things for the sake of God, we will receive eternal life in the age to come.
也就是说今生我们为着主来舍弃失去我们的财富我们在来世就会有富足。
In other words, if we are able to forsake material wealth in this age, we will receive eternal wealth in the age to come.
有一个少年才主要跟从主耶稣。
A young rich ruler wanted to follow Jesus.
主耶稣跟他说，你变卖所有分给穷人，你就必有财宝在天上。
Jesus said to him, go sell all you have, give it to the poor and come and follow me and you will lay up treasure in heaven.
但是这个少年财主悠悠愁愁地走。
But this rich young ruler sadly went away.
所以, 啊, 他的人生也跟着他这个决定而变成虚空了。
And his life became futility by his own decision.
但是如果这个少年财主真的能够下决心这样做,
But had the young rich ruler did what Jesus told him to,
几十年过后, 他死以后, 他在天上就看不见的富足,
after he died, he would have accumulated for himself invisible treasure in heaven.
所以当我们有钱财, 啊, 能够为着神而来舍弃, 啊, 这是更大的福分。
So it is the great blessing of God that we can forsake our material wealth for something that is far greater.
我曾经听过见证，我们教会有一个长者现在已经退休了。There is
an old member in our church who has already retired.
他出来当传道的时候，别人要分产业给他，他那个时候他说不要。While
he was still a minister, he refused some inheritance.
因为他觉得他没有办法照顾他的父母。
Because he thought that with that inheritance, he did not have the time to take care of his parents.
所以他把他的份也舍弃了。
So he gave up his portion of the inheritance.
因为他的兄弟要代替他来照顾他的父母。
And by doing so, his other siblings would help take care of his parents.
这是一种失去, 为着信仰, 为着服侍神的失去。
And for the sake of the ministry, he gave up his share of the inheritance.
在神面前, 啊,
But before God, he was the wealthiest man.
在提摩太前书里面有提到我们能够用财富来施行善事，我们在神面前会得到赏赐。
First Timothy tells us if we are able to do good with our wealth, then it would be pleasing to the Lord.
在好事上富足。
So we should be abundant, and we should be wealthy in good deeds.
在天国就会富足。
And we will be wealthy in the heavenly kingdom as well.
这个是超越财富虚空一个非常重要的方法。
And this is a very important means to transcend the futility of wealth.
跟别人来分享神给我们的恩典。
And that is to share with other people the grace that God has given us.
那是我们在神面前也能够富足。
And in that way, we will be wealthy in the sight of God.
我们在教会里面常常听到一些很美好的见证。
We often hear about wonderful testimonies in our church.
这些弟兄姊妹虽然已经离世的，却仍旧还在说话。
Some of these brothers and sisters might have passed away, and yet their testimonies are still with us today.
世界上有很多人很有钱过。
There are people who are very wealthy.
但是很多人一离世之后，渐渐就被忘记了。
But when they pass away, no one remembers them.
因为当他们有财富、有能力的时候，他们都是为着自己，为着自己的子孙。
And the reason is, when these people are still alive and wealthy, they never really care about helping other people. They only care about themselves.
所以，这是很典型的一般人的生活。
And this is a typical life that people have.
所以当一个人过去了。人的记忆力也过去了。
And after one passes away, no one remembers you.
但是我们看到很多教会的同龄能够用神给他的财物来爱神爱人。
But you see a lot of brothers and sisters use their God-given wealth to help other people.
那虽然人过去了，但是这个故事他所留下的痕迹一直受人纪念。
So even though these brothers and sisters have passed away, their deeds are still with us today.
我记得我以前在神学院的时候，那个时候刚好一个长老离世。
When I was still in the theological seminary, an elder in the church passed away.
后来在丧礼的时候，就安排我去帮忙这么做接待。
During his funeral service, I was assigned to be an usher.
他在那个丧礼仪节里面引那故人的历略。
And there was a piece of eulogy in the program.
长老曾经在福伦社发表一篇演讲。
This elder once had a talk in a conference.
我的人生观。
And he talked about his perspective of life.
钱财是从社会赚来的，所以要用足。回馈于社会。
And he thought that he had gained his vast wealth from the society, and he must use it to benefit the society.
所以他一生要立志把神给他的钱用在三方面。
So he was determined to use his vast wealth in three areas.
第一个要奉献给真耶稣教会做传道的工作。
First of all, he would devote a huge portion of his wealth.To support the ministry of the true Jesus Church.
第二个要建设学校，百年树人。
Secondly, he would establish education fund for schools.
第三个要建设慈善机构。
And third, he would use his money to establish charities.
所以我们看他有财富，但是他是有理想。
So even though he had vast wealth, he also had some ideals about how.He would spend his wealth.
所以他所做的事情很受人纪念。
So whatever he had done were memorable.
他到丧礼的时候，好多的孤儿啦，还有一些平常没有出现都跑出来了。
During the funeral service, a lot of orphans and widows and other people that we have not seen came to the service.
真的，他是在好事上富足。
So he was wealthy in good deeds.
今天虽然我们没有像他这么有钱。
Obviously, we are not nearly as wealthy as he was.
但是，神也给我们至少有一些能力来行善。
But God has given each and every one of us the ability to do good.
会我们应该多多来用神给我们的这些来去做值得神纪念的事情。
So we should use what God has given us to do good.
去年呢，有这个 Times 有一篇文章在描写，有一期在主题是在讲这个美国的这个慈善机构的这个捐款。
Last year, in an issue of Time Magazine, the article described how Americans donate their money.
这个美国大概是全世界的国家里面哦，每一年人民奉献在这个慈善机构最多的一个国家。
America is one of the few nations that has the highest percentage of the population donating to charities.
他算一算，大概几百亿美金了。
And the article claims that there are probably tens of billions of dollars donated to charities each year.
所以很多的这个慈善机构啊，或甚至宣教机构也受到这个支持。
And so a lot of charitable and religious organizations benefited from this donation.
那里面的很多跟教会都有关系。
But these donations usually have a lot to do with churches.
因为虽然现在社会一直在世俗化，但是这个思想有的还在人的心里面。
So even though the society is getting more secular, there are a lot of people who still have the desire to contribute.
所以当神让我们有能力，不一定说像所罗门这么有，只要我们做得到的能力里面，要尽量用神给我们的来行善。
So even though we may not be nearly as wealthy as Solomon, we should use what God has given us to do good.
那这样我们就不至于虚空。
Then we will not feel that our life is in vain.
我们现在来看雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书第二章
James chapter 2
第五节
verse 5
我亲爱的弟兄请听神岂不是拣选世上的贫穷人叫他们在信上富足并且承受那应许给他爱他之人的国吗这里说神要拣选世上的贫穷人叫他们在信上富足
Has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith?
这个贫穷当然最重要是心灵的贫穷
The poverty here refers to spiritual poverty
要叫他们在信上富足
But God wanted them to be rich in faith
八福的第一福就是虚心的人有福
In the Beatitudes one of the Beatitudes is that we should be rich in faith
要进入神的国第一个福气叫心灵贫穷
So the first criteria of entering into God's kingdom is to be poor in spirit.
那神要叫他们在信上富足。
And we will then be rich in faith.
所以要超越今世富足的虚空，就是当人在什么都不缺的时候，需要有一颗贫穷的心灵。
So to transcend the futility of material abundance, we need to be poor in the spirit while we may be materially wealthy.
这样我们不但在今世富足，我们也可以在信上富足。
Then not only will we be wealthy in our material life, but also in our spiritual life.
也就是在灵性上富足。
In other words, to be rich in faith.
好，这样才不会虚空啊。
Then life will not be vain for us.
如果只在世上富足，灵性没有在追求那这跟老底家教会就差不多了。
If you are only wealthy in material possessions and poor in the spirit, you are just like the Laodicea church described in Revelation.
我们常常到不同的地方去领会。
I often go to different churches to preach.
常常有一个感觉。
And this is how I feel.
这个生活情况很好的，有时候祷告很难长久。
The wealthier the church.The shorter the prayer.
你还祷告很大声，开始的时候很大声。
Initially, they may pray very loud.
但是等一下子，你声音很大，等一下子，就飞机下降。
But after a while, there's no more There's very little volume.
所以有的那个传道人哦, 连喘气都不敢, 这样一直带, 你一停下来就停了。
So some ministers they're not taking a breath lest the members would stop praying altogether.
因为人一富足之后, 这个人的心不容易啊, 渴慕神。
When people are wealthy, they tend to not focus on God.
心里想的就是聚完会要去哪里吃馆子，要去哪里看看电影，家里有什么电视已经录好了，也聚会看不到，要回去看了。They may be
thinking about going out to movies, going to restaurants, or even watching pre-recorded programs.
那这个心如果没有饥渴的心呢，祷告不会久。
And if you never thirst for God, your prayers will never be long.
你心如果没有进入灵界，祷告不会久的。
If your heart is not in the spirit, your prayers will not be long.
所以这里讲这信上富足要贫穷。
That is why to be rich in faith, we need to be poor in material possessions.
要超越虚空，我们就要常常觉得我灵性很不够，那我们就会常常在灵性一直在进步，那这个就是超越虚空的方法。
So the way to transcend the futility of material abundance is to always feel that we are poor in the spirit so that we may be rich in faith.
所以, 啊, 所罗门在讲人生的虚空。
So Solomon talked about the futility of human life.
主耶稣告诉我们,
but Jesus tells us
在他里面,
that in him
我们就可以超越,
we can transcend all things.
因为旧事已过,
for the old has passed, and in him, everything is new. Let's all pray in silence.